episode number 55 of Podka. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Jordan Morrison. How is everyone doing? Let's get to it with today's topic. Shoot a man in the back. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
San Antonio police are trying to determine who shot the man in the back and neck on Wednesday night. Newly released body cam video shows the moment Houston police officer Jalen Randall, a 29-year-old black man, fatally shot Jalen Randall, 29, in the back and neck last month. The Grand Rapids Police Department released footage on April 4 showing the shooting by a police officer of the black man. Kent County Prosecutor Christopher Becker said he concluded that a police officer was not acting in self-defense and intended to kill when he fired the shots on 26-year-old Congolese refugee Patrick Leoya. Grand Rapids, Michigan, a prosecutor on Thursday filed second-degree murder charges against the Grand Rapids police officer who fatally shot Patrick Leoya, April 19, a black man killed earlier this month during a traffic stop by a Grand Rapids, Michigan, police officer has spurred city protests. A Grand Rapids, Michigan, police officer was shot in the back of the head, an autopsy by a medical examiner conducting an independent post-mortem said on Tuesday. Hundreds of protesters rallied outside a police station in Michigan on Wednesday after officials released video of a black man shot in the back of the head in a struggle during a traffic stop April 4. A black man was shot in the back of the head in a struggle during a traffic stop April 4. Patrick Leoya was shot dead in the back of the head by a Grand Rapids police officer, a brutal culmination of a traffic stop, a brief foot pursuit and a struggle over a taser. According to videos from the April 4 incident released Wednesday, the man was shot in the left side of his body and in his head, according to police. Another 18-year-old was shot in the right leg and was transported to University of Chicago Medical Center in good condition, police said. During a press conference in Detroit, medical examiner Werner Spitz and attorneys for the family of Patrick Leoya said that independent autopsies showed that the 26-year-old had been shot once, and Grand Rapids had the gun against his back. The killing is being investigated by state police, which are waiting on results from toxicology tests conducted by a forensic expert. Citing the need for transparency, Eric Vinstrom, the town's new police chief, released four videos, including a crucial video recording that showed shots fired from the vehicle by one of Leoya's passengers that morning, on the rainy day when the vehicle was driven away. Grand Rapids Police Chief Eric Vinstrom released four videos from the fatal confrontation, including shots recorded by a black male passenger who got out of his vehicle to videotape the confrontation. Additional video from the scene posted on YouTube by the Houston Police Department shows officers performing first aid after shots were fired. While police reports say officers performed CPR on Walter Scott, there is no evidence of any similar actions in videos from the incident. Immediately after the shooting, Michael Slager radioed dispatchers, saying, "Shot fired, and Walter Scott is down." Michael Slager was cleared of any wrongdoing by police. Victims and multiple witnesses said they were not interviewed. Michael Slager had served with the North Charleston Police Department for 5 years and 5 months before the shooting. On April 4, 2015, Walter Scott, a 50-year-old black male, was fatally shot by Michael Slager, a neighborhood police officer, in North Charleston, South Carolina. Chicago, a man was killed and five were injured in a shooting in Chicago. Police said the Grand Rapids Police Department has been accused of racial bias, with several recent incidents sparking wide outrage, including two 2017 cases where officers pulled guns on black youth between 12 and 14 years old, and handcuffed an 11-year-old girl. The shootings, seen by many as yet another instance of excessive force used by police on black men, heightened tensions between officers and the black community in Grand Rapids. The murder of Mr. Leoya. Mr. Leoya attracted protests last week, after the police released videos showing the traffic stop that ended in his death, and has put strain on long-standing tensions with the police in Grand Rapids, a city of about 200,000 where 18% of residents are black. The graphic videotaped shooting, released by the police during protests in the city's streets and at the state capitol, has drawn national attention, while heightened talk has emerged of rare cases of prosecutors charging officers and police involved.
Murders. The shootings have further intensified the national conversation around race and policing. Killed came on the heels of several others over the past few years that involved black men, including George Floyd, whose murder in Minneapolis set off a national reckoning about race. Dante Wright, shot and killed in a traffic stop in a suburb of Minneapolis. Andre Hill, killed in Columbus, Ohio, and Andrew Brown Jr., killed in North Carolina. Robert Womack, the Kent County Commissioner, who is black, said that the video from bystanders at the scene of Leoya's death was crucial in prosecutors' decision to indict a Grand Rapids police officer. Police officials have also been criticized for releasing the police shooting of an armed man, saying that it was posted without context or specific details.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Jordan and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Podka and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.